Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your role with the show.
Hey, I'm Stephen Mark Lucas. I played Nick Arnstein in the national tour of Funny Girl.
Yes, the iconic, film and musical stage show. It's going to be coming to the Kennedy Center, and it's going to run June 25th through July 14th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
All right. Before I want to get to like the premise of the show and all that stuff. But before that, I want to know your personal experience with this. Like, when did you discover, either the show, because I guess it was on 64 in Broadway, or the film, which was in 68. A lot of people probably, I first saw the Streisand movie, but what was it for you?
So I actually hadn't seen it. I didn't know it, really didn't know much about it. I knew a lot of the songs. My very first voice teacher in college told me, I think in one of my first lessons, she said, "You're going to play Nick Arnstein someday." And I had no idea what that meant.
go home and look up Nick Arnstein.
Yeah, exactly. So I had kind of a vague idea of what it was about, but I actually hadn't seen the film. And then I, knew that they were doing a Broadway revival in 2022. So it was actually the middle of the pandemic when they had announced that they were doing it. And I knew, they would be looking for understudies for the role of Nick, and was sort of getting ready to audition for it. And so I watched the movie and I familiarized myself with it. But really doing this show on Broadway, understudying Nick, was really my first experience of getting to know Funny Girl.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you got to know it.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is iconic. Yeah, like I said, I got to know it from the movie, but Streisand originated the role of Fanny Bryce on Broadway.
That's right.
Fanny Bryce, a real person. but Streisand, it was in 64 on Broadway, and then the movie 68 by William Wyler, she won the Oscar, and a rare tie. Yeah. She tied with Katharine Hepburn for Lion and
Whiskey. That's right. That's right. And, it's interesting because, as you said, it was on Broadway in the 60s. The movie came out in 68. And there really hasn't been a first class production of it since then. Our revival on Broadway in 2022 was the first revival. So folks may know the music. They may know the songs. They may have seen the movie. But our production, touring, it really is the first chance that a lot of folks have to see the musical. So it is, it's more than just a show. It sort of is a theatrical event for people to get to see it live on stage.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, without further ado, let's take a step back, big picture, and just remind if folks haven't seen it. Remind them the basic story, who Fanny Bryce was, historically, and then sort of the premise of the actual show itself.
Yeah. So Fanny Bryce was a huge star of the early 20th century, starting in our show starts, I believe, in around 1910, and goes all the way up through the 1930s. She was an enormous star of the Ziegfeld Follies on Broadway. She was a radio star. She toured with vaudeville. So she was a huge trailblazer for women in comedy. She really was one of the first, if not the first, female comedy stars as a comedian. And so the show tracks her rise to stardom from her sort of humble beginnings in Brooklyn, and becoming a star on Broadway in the Ziegfeld Follies, and then even beyond into doing radio and films. And it is the story of her relationship with Nicky Arnstein, who I play, and her sort of their romance and their courtship in the first act, and then the story of their marriage in the second act. And so it really is a portrait of her life. And she was such a trailblazer, again, for women in comedy, for Jewish women specifically. This is really her life story. And it is romanticized and it is musicalized. And it is a great big old fashioned Broadway show with, terrific tap dancing and, a beautiful score. And so it really is a love letter to the theater, this show. I think it's in a large degree about theater and about what it takes to become successful as a performer.
I love it. And thank you so much for mentioning the Ziegfeld Follies, because her fame in her life.
Yeah.
And that triggered something in my brain, if you can't tell, I'm a huge movie buff. But if you ever go back and watch the the 1936 Best Picture winner, the great Ziegfeld with William Powell.
Yes.
Fanny Bryce plays herself in that movie. So folks can kind of go back and see her as herself. And well, you also, Myrna Loy plays Billy Burke as in Glinda.
Yes,
but anyway,
yes.
Now I'm tangenting, but actually not really, because it's all about her going up through the Follies.
It is. And our show, you know, we have a lot of big Follies numbers in our shows, and Florin Ziegfeld is a character in the show too. So it really, the show centers around a lot of that part of her career.
That's awesome. I want to get to the music in a second because it is iconic stuff. But before that, remind us who plays your Fanny Bryce in this to your Nikki Arnstein.
Yeah. So our Fanny is played by the brilliant Katarina McCrimmon. And she is, I believe, in her 20s. I mean, she's very young, and she's phenomenal. Her voice is spectacular. She's incredibly funny, and you know, audiences are really in for a treat to get to see her version of Fanny Bryce in particular.
I love it. And why is it a joy to play Nikki Arnstein? Every time I say that name, I think of being like Nikki Arnstein.
Yeah.
Nikki Arnstein.
So, you know, he's really a fascinating character. You know, he is sort of this, you know, well put together man about town in the first act, and then the second act he really sort of struggles and sort of unravels a little bit as the show goes on. So it's just a fascinating journey to get to take every night, and doing it, you know, with Katarina is such a joy. She's such a wonderful scene partner, and just to be able to tell the story of this relationship, you know, that was such a big part of her life. And it is a real relationship on stage. You know, it sort of, the second act sort of delves into some of the darker parts of it. And it is, you know, it's sort of a slice of life in that way. And as an actor, it's so wonderful to get to play something that's so well fleshed out.
Yeah. Isn't he like a gambling addict kind of in the end?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to spoil anything, but
he is a gambler and a con man, really. In real life he went to prison several times, and this is, again, you know, sort of a romanticized version of him, but he you know, he's very much a romantic in this version, and there's some humor in it too, which is really fun to get to play.
Absolutely. Well, a major role, and hats off to you, because those are huge shoes to fill. Because Omar Sharif had, by the time he did this role in 68, he had already done Lawrence of Arabia in 62 and Dr. Zhivago in 65. So, like, he was like the you know, matinee idol or whatever. You know, he was the big star, and Streisand was like the newcomer. Like, people didn't know who she was. It's crazy to think, but
And but, it is iconic moments in the show. You know, it really, like, You Are a Woman, I Am Man. There are so many that, you know, people recognize.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun to get to deliver those every night.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's remind folks some of the all-time iconic show tune numbers that are going to be in this thing.
Yeah.
Well, you say them so I can use the sound bites.
Yeah, folks will know Don't Rain on My Parade, which is the big act one closer when Fanny decides she's going to go after Nick Arnstein. People, of course, is another song in the first act.
Remind us of the lyrics. People who need people are the luckiest
people. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. And I'm the Greatest Star is another one folks may know. You're a Woman, I Am Man. In the second act, you have The Music That Makes Me Dance, which was a different song, was My Man in the film. But this is from the original Broadway production, The Music That Makes Me Dance, which is just a beautiful, beautiful ballad that Fanny gets to sing in the second act. So there's a lot of songs that people will know and come home, hopefully come home, you know, humming as they leave the theater.
Oh, as you leave the theater, you are going to be going, "Don't tell me not to live, just sit and sputter. Life's
that's right.
A ball of butter, don't rain on my collar." Oh, well, it's great.
I go home singing it, so I think the audience will as well.
It's great stuff. What's in the title, by the way? I know it's one of the big songs towards the end, but why do they think it's a funny girl?
She is a comedian and she is funny, but it's also... I think, you know, you'll see in the show that her being funny is both, you know, it is both, her special skill that makes her a star, and it's also part of what causes her downfall, you know, in terms of her relationships. So I think, you know, the song Funny Girl, she sings a reprise of it. I sang a version of it too, and it is sort of that meditation around what it means to be funny if you're a woman.
Right, and especially a woman in the 60s when this came out. You know, that, oh, you're funny.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. All right, yeah. How about visually? How about visually, what do we see? Do we, because we went into the music, but paint a, and yeah. We're a radio station, so paint a picture of what we see visually in terms of those great probably period costumes.
Oh,
are there sets or whatever?
Incredible. Yeah, it really is. It's a beautiful production. Beautiful scenery by David Zinn. Tony Award winners David Zinn did our set, which is lovely. The costumes by Tony Award winner Susan Hilferty are just out of this world. You have all these Ziegfeld showgirls and you know, beautiful period pieces. It's a beautful show visually. The lighting design by Kevin Adams is just spectacular. You have amazing choreography by Eleanor Scott and tap choreography by Iodelli Cassell. The tap dancing in particular in this show is really spectacular. And is sort of based too in sort of some of the real performers who did that sort of tap dancing in the Ziegfeld Follies. So it is sort of rooted in the time and place. And it's just, you know, it is a big old fashioned Broadway spectacle in a lot of ways. And so I think, you know, audiences will be in for a treat, both in the eyes and in the ears.
That's great. That's great. Yes. I mean, the in the ears, it's I mean, I think it was, gosh, the American Film Institute, it was like one of its top. It was number 16 on its best movie musicals ever. And it was the line "Hello, gorgeous" was one of the AFI's top 100 quotes. Was that added for the movie when Streisand's in the mirror, you know, and she's like, "Hello, gorgeous"? Or was that, do you know if that was in the original musical as well?
I believe it was in the original musical. I believe it always was. Yeah.
It was always a part of Funny Girl. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, have you seen the movie since, or do you try to avoid it until after you do a run like this?
No, I try to avoid it because, you know, for two reasons. One is, you know, my responsibility is on stage every night, you know, to make it fresh and to really respond to what, you know, Katerina is doing as Fanny. And also that, you know, a cinematic performance is very different. You know, what Omar Sharif was able to do in the movie, really is a product of being on film and being so close up. Whereas in the theater, you have a different responsibility in terms of how you're heard and what you're seen and how the jokes land and things like that. So I have tried to avoid seeing the film. Hopefully someday I'll be able to sit in and enjoy it again
after you do this whole North American
yeah
tour.
Exactly.
Well, I assume this is a tour, exactly. Right, it's a tour, it's not a
yes a yeah so we've been on tour since last September. Just came through California. We did San Francisco and LA. We are currently in Hartford, Connecticut for a week, and then we head to DC next week.
Well, safe travels down 95 to our
yeah.
I just want to make a point to folks that I know I've been raving about the movie because it's so iconic and everything, William Wyler, etc. But folks, this musical is these songs were making Streisand, you know, the Broadway before she even got into the film. These songs that you're gonna hear at Kennedy Center made her a singing star. Like, I think people topped the adult contemporary charts from the OBC, from the Broadway soundtrack. I am Woman, and I think My Man was on her My Name is Barbara album in 65. This is before the movie. So as much as I'm raving about the movie, the Broadway show is the real deal, and you're gonna hear it all.
That's right. Yeah, and it's just a phenomenal show, and I think people are really gonna enjoy it.
Awesome. All right. Well, I have more than enough to work with.
Great.
Final seconds before we go. Pretend I'm not even here and talk directly to our listeners. Be like, you know, imagine them like stuck in their traffic in DC in their car and they hear this come on.
Oh, yeah.
Invite them out. Just say, hey, DC, come on out to the Kennedy Center. It's going to be fun.
So come on out to the Kennedy Center. We are there June 25th through July 14th. Funny Girl is a spectacular show. It is a love letter to the great big Broadway musicals we all know and love. It has a phenomenal score played by a beautiful orchestra. We have incredible tap dancing, big musical numbers. And if you love musicals, if you love Broadway, come see Funny Girl at the Kennedy Center. We hope to see you there.
Thank you. This was so much fun. If you can't tell, love Funny Girl. So thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. I hope you get a chance to come see the show.
All right. Appreciate you.
All right. Bye-bye.